Hello, welcome to the I Believe podcast. My name is Shadani Bruce, and this week we will talk about, yes, you guessed it, beliefs. Well, the thing is, I believe people are good, and don't judge me. It's only a belief, my belief. I just believe that in every person there's a good soul. But everyone handles it different. That's the thing. But also, no one is born being bad, right? People are very expressive, and they can show their feelings really easily. And some people, they just don't. It's hard to see what kind of feelings they are showing. But trust me, they all do. They can show you anger, sadness, depression, anything really. And I know you might be thinking, why does she talk about this? Well, the thing is, I talk about this for two reasons, mainly. First, because it's very important to know about this and not to judge people. And second, because this belief in a specific makes me who I am. I was told before, why are you so patient with people that don't deserve it? This really got me thinking. Why am I like this? But that's who I am. I'm that person that don't give up on someone else. And maybe it's not the best thing to do all the time, because people might disappoint me. But sometimes, not all the times. And from those people that disappoint you, you will eventually learn from them. You will learn that there are people that give up. Not on your help, but in themselves. I understand that. But there are also people that are strong and fight to get better every single day. And that's what gives me hope. Hope in humanity, you know? But there's a problem here too. Not everyone thinks like I do. Not everyone sees it the way I do. Not everyone believes in the society. And I'm not going to lie, the reasons are pretty obvious. First, we don't respect others. We don't respect anything. We don't know how to respect people, flora, fauna. We don't respect any opinions and more beliefs. Okay, and when I talk about how we disrespect flora, I mean, with all these people cutting billions and billions of trees to make paper, to make pencils, etc. Another example of how we disrespect flora is when we cut and caught on fire thousands and thousands of lands just to make more and more buildings. For what? To benefit us. Also, we don't respect fauna. And by that, I can give three perfect examples. First of all, the huge, huge companies of clothing. They use the skin and fur of really exotic animals, or even if they're not exotic, they use them to make purses, to make boots, to make, well, any kind of shoes, to make coats. They use it everywhere. And even though they're extremely expensive, what do? We buy them. Now, the second example is beauty products. Sometimes people don't realize or they just forget that these products are being treated before they come to our hands. They're being tested in animals. And sometimes we just forget about it. I'm not saying that all companies test on animals, but most of them, they do. And what do they do with these animals? They bring them in, test their product, and if something goes wrong, they just throw the animal away, like if it was no big deal. They bring more and more every time to make their product better for us. Sometimes they're very, very expensive, and what do? We support them by buying that product. And we don't even read that this product is being used in animals. Okay, and now the third example, it's probably one of the worst and one of the biggest problems of all. And what I'm talking about is fast food. Now, fast food is a huge problem because at this point, we're just using so much animals to satisfy our necessities that sometimes are not even worth as necessities. Sometimes, instead of taking advantage of these resources we have, we waste them and exploit them. The importance of flora or plants on the land and even in oceans make our life possible. Plants are oxygen, and each plant and animal in the world brings something to the environment that another plant or animal, including man, will rely on. Also, the flora and fauna are imperative because, well, they form the fine net of life. The plants of the earth, they produce oxygen, and this is breathed by the fauna, and in turn, the fauna exhales the carbon dioxide that the flora needs to live. So, one cannot live without the others, and the humans cannot live without either. Now, we don't respect people. Instead of cheering and supporting each other, we just try to bring them down. We don't respect any belief, like Christianity, Buddhism, etc. I'm not saying we need to support them, I'm just saying we need to respect them. And yes, I'm saying we because I'm part of the community. This community that doesn't even know the worth of nature, people, genders, religions, emotions. We judge everything. We just don't understand how harmful we can be by judging everything. And now, what is my solution to this? Well, first, you need to inform yourself about really anything. Anything you want to judge, anything that you are judging, you need to really think deeply before making any bad judgment. Second, patient. You need patience to understand others. You might not like somebody else's opinion, but you must be patient and try to understand them. Listen. That is the other one. You must listen. Like, really listen to people and what they think. If you want to be heard, you need to do the same thing. And for the last one, a very, very important one, empathy. What you need to know is that everyone is going through something different from you. No one is in the exact same position as you. Don't think that if something is easy for you, it'll be easy for someone else. You need to really listen to people, and you need to understand and put yourself into their situation, how they feel about it, what they think about it, how they act about it, and what they think like that about it. And now let me tell you something that I think it's super important. Adults should be teaching kids this stuff to make them understand that people are different. Everybody's different, and we need to respect them for who they are. People are good, but you must put all these factors before judging them. You need to know that we all start in the same way, but we all take different decisions and end in different paths. But that don't give you any reason to disrespect others. It's all about understanding others, not judging them. This was the I Believe podcast. I'm Shadani Bruce, and see you next time.